10 days after SpaceX's IPO on June 12th, the stock has shed more than 20% from its all-time high above $225, though it still sits well above the $135 IPO price. This is a pattern that investors with long memories have seen before. The post-IPO correction as institutional enthusiasm meets the reality of valuation math. SpaceX at peak pricing was being valued at roughly $350 billion, which requires an enormous amount of compounding growth to justify. When the euphoria settles, the question becomes what the realistic five-year earnings trajectory actually looks like.
The Starlink subscriber numbers are the real engine of that valuation. Rocket launches are dramatic and visible, but the recurring revenue from satellite internet subscriptions is what justifies the premium multiple. Any slowdown in Starlink subscriber growth, whether from competition, regulatory friction, or market saturation in the high-value demographics, would be felt immediately in the stock. The 20% pullback suggests the market is doing that math, and finding the peak price was optimistic.
But the far more consequential question floating in prediction markets and Wall Street analyst notes is a potential SpaceX-Tesla merger. Prediction markets have elevated the odds noticeably since the IPO, and some analysts are floating a combined entity valued at roughly $4 trillion. That would make it the largest company on Earth by market capitalization, exceeding Apple's current valuation of around $3.2 trillion.
The strategic logic for a merger is interesting, but also has real complications. Tesla has manufacturing infrastructure, energy storage, and a consumer brand. SpaceX has launch capability, Starlink, and now public equity. Together, they'd have a vertically integrated story from terrestrial electric transportation through satellite connectivity to eventual space colonization. That's a compelling narrative for certain investors, but the operational realities are very different. SpaceX operates under Defense Department contracts and FAA oversight that create regulatory complications for a combined civilian, automotive, and aerospace entity.
There's also the Tesla full self-driving hardware spotted on a Tesla Semi for the first time. That's a product development milestone. Semi has been in limited commercial delivery since late 2022, and adding FSD hardware capability to the heavy truck platform opens the possibility of autonomous long-haul freight. If Tesla can demonstrate reliable FSD performance at scale for trucking, the addressable market for that application is measured in hundreds of billions of dollars annually in the U.S. logistics sector alone.
And veteran short seller Jim Chanos issued a warning that deserves more attention than it got over the weekend. His argument, for those who haven't followed it, is that the AI profit boom, as it's currently being reported, is masking a deferred depreciation problem. Companies buying NVIDIA chips and building out data centers are booking the revenue from AI services now. But the capital expenditure depreciation, which typically hits in years 3 through 5 of an asset's life, hasn't fully appeared in earnings yet. Chanos is comparing it to the late 1990s telecom and internet infrastructure build-out, where companies showed spectacular earnings growth right up until the depreciation wave and overcapacity crash hit simultaneously.
Chanos has been wrong on timing before. He was early on Tesla and paid for it. But the structural argument about deferred depreciation is worth taking seriously on its merits. If you look at the balance sheets of major cloud providers and AI infrastructure companies, the capital expenditures of the past 18 months are sitting on those books as assets that will begin depreciating aggressively over the next 2 to 3 years. Whether that creates the earnings collapse Chanos is predicting depends heavily on whether AI revenue grows fast enough to offset it.
Also worth noting, Faraday Future, which many observers had written off years ago, is announcing a mobile manipulator robot debut at Automate 2026. The company has had more near-death experiences than almost any startup in automotive history, but it's repositioning toward robotics applications, which at least represents a pivot toward a market with genuine current momentum rather than competing directly with Tesla and BYD in EVs.